All right, good morning, podcasters, listeners. This is DJ. Today I want to talk about volunteering. Volunteering is it's a nice subject. I mean, it can be really nice. There's great benefits of volunteering. Sometimes you get the free perks of things. But then other times of volunteering can lead into chaos. It can lead to misunderstanding. You're voluntary for something that you're not trained well or aware of in certain situations. So, I guess in volunteering, I'm speaking of myself as a volunteer. I've been volunteering for a football league, flag football, and it is a very nice league. It's a organized league. The only problems I have with volunteering in this league is most of the time when we do volunteer, they only give us certain things and they said, hey, you're a coach, you're a volunteer coach, you know, make sure you develop your kids, make sure everyone, blah, blah, blah. So when it comes down to it, my first 2 years of volunteering, we try to give a structure. Well, not so much of a structure. We just give a all hands on, everybody kind of grab the ball and let's make a play. Well, this year I decided to make a structure, a plan, a game plan, where I would evaluate each player and assist in their situation, which that means, well, I would put them in a position where I feel they best fit. Take, for instance, I have a particular player. He is a good quarterback. He's a good thrower, I would say. Not so much a quarterback, but he can throw really well. Now, I put him as quarterback and can't handle the pressure. Doesn't understand the plays, and it gets confused and lost. Now, before I would have kept this person, this individual, in that position and try to make it work to the point where it's just, I don't want the kid to feel discouraged. So I moved him from that position, put him as a running back, found another quarterback, another individual, a child, and it works. Well, I have a particular situation that came up where I had created structure in my team, on my game days, on my practice. And I'm a firm believer in practice. What I mean by that, if I tell you to run 5 yards, cut right, you run that play 500 times, eventually you're going to get that play. And you and your quarterback are going to sync well. Now, if I pulled that kid and tell him run that play, and then have him run a different route or a different play, he probably is going to have a hard time understanding direction. Which I mean, if I put him on the left-hand side versus put him on the right-hand side, it's just, it can be really confusing for the child. So I figure this year I would give structure where I give him one position and have him learn it well. Okay? Because we've done that, last year, the year before, we had won no games where we had no structure, no person in one position, nothing, okay? Now, this year, I gave structure. I have people, individuals in one position only, and practice one play, in one play only. Well, after that, I accumulate more plays and more things. Well, now, guess what? We're winning. We're undefeated. We're almost undefeated, you know. not undefeated, but I'm saying we work really well as a team. Well, I had a parent upset because their kid didn't touch the ball. I have a parent upset because their kid wasn't on offense and their kid's only on defense. I have a parent, the same parent, it's just wasn't happy the way I was coaching a team. I wanted to tell the parent, you know, they could have signed up volunteer, but they didn't. So, on that side of the note, it was really hard to sit back, and I felt ridicule, I felt roasted, I felt saddened, because this parent proceeded to tell me how their child hated football, how they cried, how da-da-da-da. Me as a parent, if I see my son on a team that's winning and my son is not the one scoring the touchdowns, or my son's not the one pulling the flags, but if I see he's being part of the team, which it could, and hate to say this, but I mean, be a front lineman versus a safety that makes more productive plays. But I know he's being a part of a team that's winning. He's on the field just as much as everyone else is. So if I see that, then it helps. It helps. It helps structure. It helps. It helps a lot. It helps for me. It helps me for coaching. It helps for organization. It helps for organizing myself, my team. I guess the main focus and the thing I'm trying to get to is when volunteering, and I kind of went off subject, but when volunteering is when you're volunteer and you're asked to do something, make sure that you get, you know, any special instructions or any kind of curriculum how they want you to volunteer. Because I'm starting to understand, volunteer is not volunteering. I'm not nobody's assistant. I'm my own person. But as a volunteer, you have to be able to assist in other things. But when it comes to football and coaching, and they give you a team, and they said, okay, this is your team. You handpick your team. I feel that you should run your team the way you want to run your team. And then the organization will have your back. Not in this case. I feel the organization does not have my back. I feel that I wish I could have more knowledge on how they want it to run. Because when they ask you to volunteer, they just ask you to volunteer to coach. That's it. Oh, yeah, we want to practice development and give everybody equal game time play. Well, they don't say that in the meeting. They say it once, and then they move on. But when you get out in the field, everyone plays their best player. Everyone wants to score touchdowns. That's just how it works. There's no, well, I'm not going to give the ball to Tommy because I know he'll score a touchdown. Matter of fact, I'm going to give it to Jerry, because he's not going to score a touchdown. And I think if I gave it to Jerry, he will make more of an effort. Maybe I can develop him, and in 3-4 years from now, he'll be a greater player. So at the same time, I'm sitting my best player out so we can have develop someone else's. It doesn't make sense. And I know there's equal game time, equal this, equal that. But it just, I think I'm all over the board right now, but you kind of get what I'm going with is, you know, volunteering is very stressful, especially when you're not properly trained or given the proper instructions to do your volunteer job or your volunteer thing. So back again, podcasters, this was my morning rant. It's just been on my mind. I am going to go back to my structure. I am going to go back to my game plan. And hopefully I can reconnect with the boys and that we don't lose our, you know, what's that word? Oh, man. Our chemistry, if it's something like that, you know. So I feel we won't. But as a coach, as a team, I feel that we will do good this season, and go a long way and maybe even win the championship. But, hopefully I don't get in trouble. Hopefully the league don't come on me and the parent gets upset again. Oh, on a side note, the parent that was complaining about their son not touching the ball, that same parent, the father, doesn't come to practice to watch his son practice. And two, he didn't even come to the last game to watch his son play. So, if you're going to complain about your child, be there for your child. Okay? Children spelled love, T-I-M-E. It works. It helps. They understand it. I'm coaching. I shouldn't be coaching because I have a lot on my plate, but I'm coaching because my son loves it. My son asked me to do it, and it gives me quality time with him. Okay? On that, I'm going to leave it alone and maybe come back. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Once again, this is DJ, a.k.a. Steven, a.k.a. Mulatto, a.k.a. Coach. I wear a lot of hats. But anyways, God bless. Have a great one. Make it a great day. I know it's Monday. A little rainy. Might pop up. But hey, you know what? The sun always shines.